What has been the response by the American people? As you say, you know, they voted him in, you get what you get. And indeed, the rest of the world's response been like in relation to Trump extracting the United States from this landmark agreement. And how do you see it playing out?
Well, this is the response has been very interesting and quite overwhelming. Firstly, let's look at the United States. His decision has been met with outrage from almost everyone there, including many of the U.S. governors and the mayors of the major cities who have committed their states and cities, recommitted their states and cities, should I say, to the provisions of the Paris Climate Accord after the United States extracted themselves. In fact, the United States cities, the states, the cities, and the businesses have published an open letter to the international community on a website called We're Still In, and that's also a hashtag, We're Still In, declaring their continued support to meeting their obligations and commitments under this agreement. Furthermore, they say the Trump administration is completely out of touch with the level of climate action already happening at a regional level in the United States, as well as the extremely positive impact that this activity is having on regional economics. In fact, in a very, very articulate video, the ex-governor of California State, Arnold Schwarzenegger, California, you must know, is, I think, the fifth largest economy in the world, and it's not even a country, declared that California's commitment to climate change response and clean energy has made it the strongest economy in the United States. The response from business has also been overwhelming, which is ironic given that Trump claims that he's doing this all for commerce, for U.S. economy. Almost every major company, including, may I add, ExxonMobil, which is the biggest fossil fuel company in the world, have expressed outrage and disappointment at Trump's decision to extract the United States. In terms of the rest of the globe, as I said, the United States joins Syria, who has obviously got other issues, and Nicaragua as the only countries that have not signed the accord. And yes, the entire world is pretty peeved at the moment, especially given that the United States is the second biggest emitter and have created most of this problem in the first place. Just as an anecdote, even North Korea has signed the Paris Climate Accord. But in response, it seems other countries have cranked up their commitments to this accord as well as to clean energy. And Trump is becoming increasingly isolated, both geopolitically, where relations with the rest of the world are at a pretty low ebb, but also internally in the United States, where his approval rating is now sitting at 35%, the lowest of any modern-day president, and he has an impeachment rating at 43%. So it's going to be interesting to see if he lasts his full term. Ernest, not sure how this guy has got into the White House. What's more important is how they get him out. Seems that we are not the only country in the world with the same dilemma. No, all right.